Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all of you Blog Talk Radio listeners. This is Tamara Stark from ICF Phoenix, and it's my pleasure today to be interviewing two powerful coaches, Catherine Halpin of the Halpin Companies and Anna Malikian of Book Yourself Solid. And today also is our final Blog Talk Radio show, so we are going to start today with celebrations. And in particular, Catherine has a surprise celebration for us. In fact, she's on her honeymoon and doing this call as on her honeymoon anyway. So, Catherine, would you tell us about your personal celebration?
Yes, thank you, Tamara. And first, let me say thank you to Anna Malikian and you, Tamara Stark. We've had the Blog Talk Radio show for almost 4 years, sponsored by the Phoenix chapter of the International Coach Federation, and I've been honored to be the host of that show most often. And when I couldn't do it, you, Tamara, were the host, my backup host. But Anna was the force that did all of this. She brought all of this together, the technology, the marketing, all of the she established a platform for us. She found blogtalkradioshow.com, and she established this platform for us to share the wisdom of senior-level coaches around the globe over the last almost 4 years. And we got approved by the ICF for not core competency, but the other continuing professional education, so when people need their CPE, they can go here and they can listen to these calls and they can document them, and then they can turn them in to get up. And now we have like almost 35 hours of one-hour credits that are available. So thanks to both of you, a huge acknowledgement. What a difference you've made in my life and in the coaching community. And then just let me just share my news. So my spouse, Bonnie, and I have been together for 33 years. She's been with me for 32 years. Some of our friends call that first year stalking. And we met in Dallas, Texas, and she was in a not in a marriage. Neither of us have ever been married before, but she had made a commitment to a lifestyle that she had been involved in 20 years, and she had to walk away from that lifestyle in order to partner with me. And my gift as a coach and as a human being is being able to see what's possible. And so I was very young, and I was a high-risk person for her, but I just kept telling her every day, I know we could be so happy together. And finally, after a year and a half, I just wore her down. And she said, you're right, I can now see that vision that you have, and I think we could be very happy together. And so we moved in together in January of 1983, after that year and a half previous to that. And every day since then, we've been excited to be together. And we never imagined that marriage equality or gay marriages would take off. It was not something that we dreamed about or aspired to. But in the last 10 years, thanks to a lot of gay activists, and thanks to George W. Bush and Karl Rove, who got it on the ballot across the country in every state to try to say that marriage had to be between a man and a woman, because they pushed for that legislation and it got approved by the voters, we've been able, activists across the country have been able to sue and say that's unconstitutional. And the federal judges, many of them appointed by George W. Bush, but every one of the federal judges has heard the case, has said, you're right, they've agreed with us. This is an unconstitutional law, and so marriage should be between any two consenting adults. And so as of Friday, October 17th, gay marriage was approved in Arizona, and my spouse and I, because of our dear friends who are those activists, we got to be in the first six couples to get our marriage license. And then with one of those couples, we got to be married on the stage at a big event with one community. It was one community's Profiles for Success, honoring local heroes, that are, including our GLBT business people and our allies in the business community. And there were, you know, over 650 people in the ballroom at the Sheraton in downtown Phoenix. And the mayor was there, and he was our flower boy and our witness. And a lesbian city judge materialized just out of nowhere. So she married us, and her wife was there to help with all the paperwork. They've been married in three different states trying to get as much support as they can because they have three children. And it was just an amazing thing. And then the videos went viral right away of the wedding and the applause and all of the pictures, all the professional photographers that were already scheduled to be there. And then we got, because we were the first couple to arrive at the Sheraton, all the other activist couples were still at the courthouse dealing with the press, we were bombarded by the press. And so we were on every local station and in Phoenix, and we've heard from clients and friends and loved ones across the country all weekend. And the most important thing is, you know, even though it's not something we aspired to, the world is different since we got married. And I've been saying all weekend, the birds are chirping more. We can hear the birds chirping. The sky is bluer. Every song on the radio is more fun to sing. And colors are more vibrant. Every experience is richer and deeper. And cannot stop giggling and crying. We're crying and giggling all the time. Every little thing moves us to tears but makes us giggle at the same time. So here we've been together over 32 years and pretty much been excited to be together every day. Because of this, we have so much of a more deeper and richer experience. I can't even explain it, but thank you, Tamara, for letting me share that, because it's so front of mind for me.
You know, I love this because coaching is so much about the story and about the changing stories in our lives. And so I really want to celebrate you and Bonnie for your marriage, but also for your courage and leadership to be authentically who both of you have been all these years and to step wonderful place of love and sharing your love with all of us. So thank you, Catherine,
thank you
for your leadership, not only for the LGBT community, but for coaches all around the world.
Thank you. Well, it's so funny that you say that, Tamara, because when we went, I was at the very first 1996 coaching conference in Houston, and with 300 coaches at round tables, literally round tables in a ballroom. And then at the 1996 conference, I shared a room with Marcia Reynolds because we were already friends here in Phoenix, and that's where I met Linda Miller, another one of our guests on the show, and so we've been friends since 1996. But at the next conference, I said to Bonnie, I don't want to be. This is such a rich experience for me. I don't want you to not be there too. So she went with me to the 96 conference, and then it's continued to go with me, pretty much to all the conferences. And every time I introduced her, I would say, this is my spouse, Bonnie, because I knew that the GLBT, I knew the coaching community would be totally supportive of us as lesbians, and they loved it. Like you said, everybody loved hearing our stories. And the famous Sherry Lowry, and Sherry's the one that really orchestrated the 500-person committee that got us credentialing and that helps us distinguish ourselves from people that were massage therapists just last week. Not that I don't love my massage therapist, but a massage therapist is not trained to be a coach. And so the way we've established this as a real profession and a building a body of knowledge is through the credentialing. And Sherry Lowry was a person that spearheaded that in the late 1990s and had literally a 500-person committee around the globe working on all the levels for the coach training schools as well as the individual coaches, both corporate coaches and individual coaches. And Sherry said to me early on in our friendship, she said, I so love that you introduced Bonnie as your spouse, because most gay people use the term partner, and then we don't know, is this their business partner or is this their life partner? And so by using spouse, there's no question, there's no lack of clarity. And that's another thing coaches do. We bring clarity to things that, you know, we help people see things they can't see for themselves. And so just a shout out to Sherry Lowry. For that acknowledgement. Yeah.
Well, your enthusiasm is bubbling over, Catherine. And so before the show, you and Anna and I talked about sharing a little bit of history of coaching and your experience with your business in the phases of your business. And perhaps you'd like to do that now. And then we're going to talk with Anna about the future of coaching.
Right.
And what it's like for her to work with coaches as self-employed professionals.
I love that. Thank you. Well, my coaching experience goes back to the very beginning of Coach U. I found Coach U in the summer of 1995. Thomas Leonard registered me for Coach University himself, and I took my classes with Susan Corbett Klein and Cindy Reinhardt and Judy Saba, all the people that we've had on this show, and Madeline Holman, and who's now Madeline Blanchard, and Cheryl Richardson. And Cheryl Richardson, you know, as we all know, has made it big. She's been on Oprah a dozen times. She's got product. She's so well respected. She's got so many books. And Cheryl Richardson taught my course in business development. And since this, the purpose of this last Blog Talk Radio show is to talk about business development for coaches, because the statistics show, I think it's Sherpa Coaching in Fort Worth that does that survey every year, statistics show that most coaches don't make a great living. They have to have a pension, or they have to have a spouse, or they have to have a full-time job, or they have to have a part-time consulting business. They have to have something to support them in the coaching because they love it. And Cheryl Richardson gave me a tip, and I've never used it, and I've thought about it every year or two since then, and I think it's a powerful tip, and I think it's something that we could all benefit from. And Anna can talk more about it, because when Cheryl Richardson and I started coaching, there was no such thing as the internet. And Cheryl Richardson said how she built her coaching business was she got a free room at her local library, and she put out flyers at coffee shops. I mean, there wasn't a Starbucks then, but we had little local coffee shops and the grocery store and at the library. She put out her flyers announcing a date and a time one evening, and she would have a one-hour program, and she would get to the library early, and she would get to her private room and set up the chairs in a circle. And she would start, and she would share some content for 10 or 15 minutes. I know, I remember I spoke on the secrets of success without struggle. That was one of my first speaking topics. So she's, and that was a Coach You topic. So she spoke on something like that, you know, success without struggle probably. And then she let everybody in the room go around the circle and ask for something that they needed, something that they wanted to get without struggle. And when the full circle would come around, and it would take up about an hour after her 10 or 15 or 20 minutes of content, and then that sharing, that personal sharing of everybody in the room, then it would come back to her, and it would end on her, and she would say, well, what I would like to get without struggle is I would like to get 3 new clients in my coaching business. And, you know, and now she had demonstrated the value, and she had built a connection with these, you know, maybe there were 12 people, maybe there were 25 people, but whoever showed up. And then she said she would always get those 3 clients out of them or out of their referrals. And then the next month would come, she would do the same thing. And then the next month, and so that's how she built her coaching business. And that's a powerful, powerful tip. And then I did not do that, and I probably should do that right now. And I have a book coming out, and so I'm definitely going to be doing that on teleconferences. Thanks to my association with Anna, I've been educated about the power of the internet and the power of the teleconferences. And my new friend Jennifer Sulzberger, who's a VidIT specialist and holds a patent on using video to get your promote yourself on the internet. I'm going to be doing all those things. So what I did initially was I spoke. I 2 important things. I belonged to a civic club, and I got a lot of clients and a lot of introductions out of that civic club. And I spoke, and I had no criteria for where they would let me come. I would go anywhere. I spoke at the Tempe, Arizona Chamber of Commerce at 7 o'clock in the morning at their Donuts and Dialogue seminars. And then that same night, I would be 7 o'clock at night at the Glendale, Arizona Public Library Small Business Series. And I would coach my brains out by first getting, 10 or 15 minutes worth of valuable content away. And then I would engage people and ask for them to share with me what they just saw from that content. And then as if I just thought of it in that moment, I would say, hey, do you mind if I give you a little coaching on that? Or I would say, hey, do you mind if we just brainstorm about that for a few minutes? And then I would literally coach my brains out, trying to, be in the moment with them and love them and see their potential and see what was possible for them and help them see that based on whatever experience they had shared. Usually it was about some poor guy named Bob back in their office that was an idiot, they thought. And then I would offer everybody a complimentary, no obligation demonstration coaching experience by telephone for 30 minutes. And that is how I built my business. And I've been very, very fortunate and very, very blessed and very, very successful. And very quickly I got into the group coaching at the CEO level. And so really I've spent a great deal of my time over the last 20 years being a facilitator to leadership teams and a coach to them in a group coaching setting, and then coaching 2 or 3 of those key people offline. I don't have to coach everybody offline, but So I can have some private conversations with one or two or three or four of those people, depending on the size of the team, and then I can bring that team together and give them an experience of feeling safe and feeling encouraged and supported and acknowledged and feeling that they could to help get the tough issues out on the table. And we could stay in those conversations until we could generate a win-win-win while still keeping everybody feeling safe. That's really the coaching that I've done over the last 20 years and why I've been so successful, because corporations of all sizes, companies of all sizes need that support. The workplace does not work for most people in the world today, especially in the Western world. And that Arianna Huffington says that Western workplace has been, you know, transported, exported across the world, across the globe. And so my passion and my mission in life is to make the workplace work for everybody, and everybody have to be able to find their voice, and especially the CEO, because the CEOs, the leaders, often cannot find their voice, and be able to do that, find their voice with grace, with graciousness, and create those experiences without me and without a coach. But until they can do that, they need a coach. They're facilitating. So thanks, Tamara.
Tell us briefly about your new book, and then maybe also comment, Catherine, if you would, on what's next for your business in addition to releasing your book.
Thanks. Well, the book is titled Alignment for Success, Bringing Out the Best in Yourself, Your Teams, and Your Company. And it's about self-leadership and self-management. And those are principles I learned originally from Coach U. Coach U had a curriculum called the Personal Foundation Course. And most of our courses were 30-day courses. We would take them four weeks in a row. You know, like for the month of October, we'd have four calls, say at like a 9 p.m. Eastern call on Thursday nights, because most of us still had day jobs. But there was a 90-day course called the Personal Foundation Program, and it was about building in the reserves of time, which I've now built a business around. I'm famous for my white paper on reserves of time. My clients and people that have heard me speak, when I see them again, they say, it's like my Bible. I look at it every day. And so it was built about building in reserves of time, raising your standards for yourself, building a strong community, eliminating your tolerations, putting in a program of extreme self-care. And I had been an unsuccessful CPA and management consultant and internal auditor and tax accountant. And I had done everything a CPA could do, and I wasn't happy in any of them, and I wasn't very good at any of them. And so when I found Coach U and I found the Personal Foundation Program, I was able to transform my life and create a business out of that, sharing that story. Because everybody can relate to being in maniac mode, to being frenetic and frazzled, and being overwhelmed, and that's how I spent my life for 20 years. And so using those practices that I would say to people, I don't know if this will be helpful, but let me tell you the things that have been helpful to me. That's how I've been able to build my business. So the book is based on that and those all my secret sauce. It's all those practices to how to create these environments where people feel encouraged and empowered and engaged. And it's coming out on December the 2nd, and we're hoping to do a big launch on the Internet and here locally in Phoenix. And we'll be having teleseminars where people can come for free to learn those practices. And then I'm using Cheryl Richardson's approach. I'm looking to build my business with key people. I still have, you know, pretty much all leadership team clients, and I love those clients, but I'm so passionate about getting these tools out there that, you know, if you're a college intern or you're an administrative assistant or you're an entry-level person in the marketing department, I'm hoping that those people will sign up for my webinars too and take these practices and make the workplace be better for everybody.
So tell us again the title and how people can get the book.
Well, thank you, Tamara, for being so great. It's called Book Yourself Solid, which is my fourth book, which Anna's going to talk about in a minute. That was synchronistic. It's called Alignment for Success, Bringing Out the Best in Yourself, Your Teams, and Your Company. And it's not available yet, but if you go to my website in another month, halpincompany.com, and Halpin is H-A-L-P-I-N, halpincompany.com, probably in a month we'll have a sign-up page, and then in by December 2nd we'll have a book. So this is only 6 short years of heartache and heartbreak getting to this point with having a book. And so this is a big deal for me. So thanks, Tamara.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah.
And so just briefly, tell us what you see now with this book and with what you've learned as a coach. What's the future of your business look like?
Well, I was able to break the cycle of workaholism through that personal foundation program. So for 20 years, well, I've only been full-time as a coach since January of 1997, so however many years that is, about 18, I guess. I've been able to not work nights, not work weekends, and not even some weeks work a full 40 hours. I'm very, very pleased and proud to report that. But now I want even more. I'm 55 years old. Bonnie's a little bit older than me, and I want to be able to have more flexibility. We own 5 timeshares around the world, and we want to travel more and be able to be based. For the last 3 summers, we've been in Colorado for the month of August to get out of the heat in Phoenix. We want to do a lot more of that, and so I want to do a lot more internet things and less face-to-face facilitation. And plus, I'm so passionate about getting the word out there and just giving those tools, putting them in the hands of anybody who's passionate about figuring out what are their values, what is important to them, what do they want. People can't articulate what they want. And through the self-care and self-leadership, you can start to articulate what you want. You can start to put yourself on a path to create what you want. And you, most importantly, can start to build a team around you of people that want the same things. And then that makes a workplace where there's joy, there's laughter, there's fun, there's strong connections. People love each other and care for each other, like healthy families, not like our dysfunctional families that we came from, but like healthy families. And that's what I want. I want my methodology that I've used over the last 20 years to be to hurting workplaces what the 12-step program has been to hurting families. All of my family in Mississippi, many of them are in 12-step programs, and I said to my mother every day before she died, I said, you need to get down on your knees every day and thank the good Lord for the 12-step program, because the healing that has come to our family after 6 generations of alcoholism. And so I know the power of the 12-step programs, and I want my methodology that I developed based on Coach Yu's training and my work over the last 20 years and my own recovery from workaholism, I want that to be to healing in the workplace, because there's a lot of people out there in the workplace that where work just does not work for them.
So what I'm hearing, too, Catherine, is that you really want your work life to mirror your personal life and vice versa, that you want this powerful synergy going on. Where
yes,
you can be
you.
Yourself, and you can be coaching at the same time as receiving all of what you need to receive from that experience.
Right, exactly. I never want to retire. I don't want to be retired. I have too many important things to do. But I would definitely like to grow a business that supported a lot of other coaches and facilitators and, created an even greater level of prosperity and ease. I have pretty much ease in prosperity now, but I'd like for it to come in exponentially greater amounts and qualities. So thank you, Tamara.
My pleasure. And, it's been such a privilege to fill in for you as an interviewer for Blog Talk Radio, and so I appreciate this special time with you and with Anna. And also, I know that you are not a retiring person, so
no.
Whether or not you ever do retire...
Right.
Your passion, your energy, your leadership will still be with us. So and I'd really love to introduce Anna Malikian to everybody, because she's been, as Catherine said, the quiet person behind the scenes here, making Blog Talk Radio work, getting all the postings done, helping all of us who are technology challenged a little bit to make it look like we really know what we're doing when we're on the air with all of you as listeners. And so I'd also like to, if there's anybody who wants to call in with a question, raise your hand online and we'll be glad to bring you in on the show. And also, if you have anything, you can look at Catherine's website, you can also look at Anna Malikian, and I'm going to spell that for you. It's A-N-A-M-E-L-I-K-I-A-N. And she is a Book Yourself Solid certified coach. So, Anna, tell us a little bit more about Book Yourself Solid, about your coaching techniques, and then we're also going to share some celebrations with you, wherever you'd like to start.
It's interesting now that I was listening to see some synchronicities and some beautiful things. For instance, I came to coaching in a later phase. I started as a life coach in 2009, but I moved here to the United States in 2003, and I got married in October 18. So not October 17. Hi, Catherine. But 11 years ago, this October 8th, we celebrate our 11th wedding anniversary this Saturday. So
I was enjoying
that synchronicity and celebrating that is wonderful. So my background was in psychology. I have my bachelor's in psychology, my master in psychology and psychotherapy, my PhD in psychology, and that was what I was doing professionally. I was teaching in college in Portugal and in university in Spain, and I had my private practice as a psychotherapist there in Portugal. And then when I moved here to the United States, I was still finishing some academical work and getting used to be married and to the married life. That takes some time. And also I took some time off. That was wonderful. And then when I decide, okay, what to do in terms of my professional life and what I was wanting to do, I found on coaching a great way of trying to clarify what I wanted to do. So I start using coaching in a personal level to try to define my goals, where what I want to do in my life, in the professional life, and I fall in love with the process. And I thought, my gosh, this so fits so much with my style of what I learned in psychology, what I really value of personal development. So at that time, this was in 2009 when my daughter was born, I really decided, okay, why don't get some training on becoming a life coach and helping other people to this journey of personal development that is so, so, so important. So at that time, I became a life coach. I did the training, mostly online training in the Institute of Life Coach Training. And it was an incredible, incredible experience. But then I was in the situation of so many coaches there with great skills, because the schools that are out there, mainly, I have to say, the ones that are approved by the International Coach Federation, are excellent. They really have done an incredible work in different styles with different approaches, but most of the schools are the schools that I know approved by the ICF, and I cannot think about an exception, are all excellent in teaching the coaching skills and teaching and helping people to become good coaches. Where I feel that there is a gap is that, yes, they teach the schools all these skills and all the necessary things for you to become a good coach, but then if you don't have clients, how can you do and help other people? So, and that was my situation when I finished my training as a life coach. I was enjoying the process. I was having some clients at very low rates and battering, how to say, services. But when I decide, okay, I want to make a business out of this, where are the paying clients in the right fee for the service that I provide, that I run into a challenge. And I think by my background in academia, I always say, okay, there is a problem, we should research and find a solution. So I started to study, and other people that were online, because I was wanting to have an online-based business to be able to be more flexible with my time and location. And I started to study other people out there that were making it. They were making, they have online-based business, and they were successful on it. So I knew that there was a way of doing it, but I didn't know at the time what was that way and what was the blueprint to arrive to a successful online business. And was in that journey of trying to learn from many online marketing people and online and marketing in general that I found the Book Yourself Solid system, that was a system created by Michael Port. And make a long story short, I fall in love with the system to the point that I decided to become certified, and now I'm the director of education of the Book Yourself Solid School of Coach Training. So I'm even much more involved with it, with this system, and loving every moment of it. I transitioned from life coaching to business coaching, and now I'm really enjoying helping other self-employed professionals to really be successful with their businesses. Another thing that was very interesting for me when Catherine was speaking is about all the experience of how she did it, how other people were advising to do. For instance, the once a month meeting, I think it's a great, great idea. And that goes very much in alignment with what we speak in the Book Yourself Solid system of having and always have something to invite people to offer. Something that we can invite people regularly in a group format, and is a great way for people to know us, to trust us, and to find clients that way. I really think that can be very, very, how do you say, powerful. And even when Catherine was speaking, okay, I was speaking everywhere. There was some focus in the geography. You were speaking everywhere that you could go in the same day or in a certain area.
Right.
But in the beginning, we have we should define our target market and all that. But in the beginning, we have to explore different avenues, and so we really have to have that courage of going out and just speaking, just trying, and see what we resonate more and go with it. And you find your niche, you find your sweet spot about coaching other people in the leadership topic. And you became book solid with the CEO level, and now you are in a position that you can expand with all what you learn and what your knowledge to help other levels besides the CEO level. So I'm really thrilled with your new book, Alignment for Success, and how it can be so helpful, because it's so important what you are doing of helping the workplace to be a better place, a place that people are eager to go, and a place that people can find their purpose and find their, okay, I'm here and I'm doing something that I'm making a difference. Because I think we can make a difference in our workplace if we are working in a company. As self-employed professionals, we also have to find our place. But the thing that I find is that sometimes many people leave the workplace, the corporation, because they are burned out with all the organization problems that exist without any doubt. But then they start their own business, and all and below, if they don't do a good self-work in that transition, they bring many of the ghosts and the things that they didn't like from the workplace to their own business, including the working too long hours.
That's right.
So I think even what you have, your book in terms of Alignment for Success, I think you are focusing the workplace in the corporation world, but I think will be very helpful for any self-employed professional also to absorb that, because we are doing our own workplace.
That's right. I love how you put it. If they don't do their own, quote-unquote work, they're going to bring all those bad habits with them into their own work, even if they're operating out of their third bedroom, in the privacy of their third bedroom all by themselves.
We are, it's the old patterns that we are used to, so it's our default mode. So it's very easy to fall into it. We really have to do a work of, okay, why did I become self-employed? Most of the time it's to be my own boss, but let's be a good boss of ourselves.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to write that down. Let's be a good boss of ourselves. That's great, Anna. Great language.
Anna, tell me a little bit, or tell our listeners too, about what you see as the future for coaching based on your experience now with the Book Yourself Solid work.
And in terms of coaching in general, and speaking about coaches of ICF, I think there is some indication that the ICF are realizing that they did a brilliant job in affirming coaching as a profession, really making the value of having an ICF certified, being certified by and accredited by the ICF is really important, and there is a difference in quality in the coaches with an ICF training in general, I find that. And most of the coaching schools have done an incredible marketing job in making their message be heard by people that are eager to find something that they sometimes is the second or third professional route, but they finally, coaching is the thing for me. Where I think that there is space for growth is in the business development of these coaches. Like I said before, they leave the schools with a great training in the skills of being a coach, and that was the focus of the ICF and the credit programs. But we need resources for teaching them to be successful business owners, or because most of them are not. There is a percentage that will become internal coaches, and that is great. But the one that decides to be external coaches, to be self-employed, or create their own businesses, the schools, most ICF accredited schools, don't give a good preparation for the business skills. So that is a space where I see the system that I'm certified in, the Book Yourself Solid system, a great complement, because you have to have a roadmap. It's not enough to be an amazing coach that really helps people and makes a difference. As a self-employed professional are owning your own business, you have to wear many hats. You have to be the marketing director. You have to be the sales director. You have to be the copywriter of from your website to your email communication. You have to be the bookkeeper. Of course, when you start to generate income, then you can start to delegate many of these things out and even create a virtual team or a local team, whatever you feel more comfortable with. But at the beginning, you really have to wear so many hats, and some of these hats we don't feel comfortable with. We don't know what to do. We don't have any training on it. And what I found great of the Book Yourself Solid system is to give a roadmap, at least for the business side of coaching, because the Book Yourself Solid is a system designed for service professionals, and we coaches, we are offering services. Mm-hmm. And we have these challenge things that we are offering services, and what makes us unique is ourselves. Because there are many life coaches out there, there are many business coaches out there are many leadership coaches out there. What makes Catherine unique is her. So part of what makes me unique as a business coach is myself, my experience, the way that I see things, the way that I help things. So I'm the product. And it's always hard for most service professionals when we have to sell ourselves. We have to promote ourselves. And that many times is pushing us outside of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. That's really true, Anna. So tell me how do you assist people with Book Yourself Solid to get through some of those fears, you know, and yes, some of those places where we get stuck?
One thing I'll just say, first I like to start with one of the principles of the Book Yourself Solid, and it's something that sometimes shocks people. I start by saying, okay, I'm a marketing coach, I'm a business coach, and I'm going to tell you that marketing does not get you clients. Sometimes I have to repeat this. marketing does not get you clients and people, what are you speaking? So why am I going to do marketing for? Marketing is very important because it allows you to create awareness, it allows people to know that you exist, and that is fundamental. But what gets you clients is what happens from the moment that somebody is aware that you exist and you have a certain service that you offer until they buy from you. That is really what gets you clients. So, and what the Book Yourself Solid does is give you that process, because when somebody becomes aware that you exist, knows that you exist, what they are going to do, first they are going to ask themselves, okay, can this person help me get what I want? And if the answer is yes, okay, this person does what I'm looking for, they are going to check you out. They are going to check if you have a solid foundation, if they feel comfortable, if they feel that was built for them, if you are dedicated to serve other people like them. Then they give you an opportunity to build trust and credibility, and that usually takes time. So, and in that process, you can start to make sales offers that are proportionate to the amount of trust that you have earned, and will be opportunities that people are going to raise their hand and say, okay, can we speak about that? You help people on this. Can you help me too on this? And then if you have the right price and you know how to engage in a sales conversation, the sales happen in a very natural way. And you can book your business in a very natural way. And because it's more organic, people feel more comfortable with it.
And my understanding, Anna, is that one of the critical issues in supporting all of us as coaches in creating and building our business is to really know your niche. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and in the Book Yourself Solid system, we differentiate three things that sometimes I refer, two of them I refer our niche. So the first thing that we try to clarify in a very clear way, and it's really a principle thing, is that we want to define your ideal client, the people with whom you do your best work with, the people that you feel energized working with, the people that you get the best results. It's like people that you have a coaching session and you, oh my gosh, I don't believe that they are paying me to do something that I'm enjoying so much. We want to get book solid of those clients, no people that drain our energy out. And for doing that, first we have to accept that there are people we are meant to serve and others not so much. The reality is that. Then we have to define, have clarity about who are those ideal clients, what are the qualities that those people have to have for us to do our best work with them, and then build all our marketing to attract those people. But then when we have clarity about who is our ideal client, we have to market to them, and the best way of doing that is by defining a target market. But the target market is really a very practical concept. I always say that where you draw your line in the sand is in working with ideal clients. The thing that you can be flexible about is in terms of the target market. You have to have the focus to know where to show up, to who to speak, where you want to be known. But then if somebody outside your target market knows of you and comes and phones you or speaks with you, I know that you work more with coaches, but I'm not a coach, but can you help me on this? Can I also, I'm a consultant, I need clients, can you help me on this? If this person has the qualities of my ideal client, if I see that I can do my best work, I can help this person, of course I'm going to say yes, let's work together, even if this person is outside my target market, but I need that focus of the target market. I need to know where I'm going to show up, where are the organizations that I should belong to have access to my target market, where I can find a subgroup of them, because not everybody in the target market is going to be my ideal client, but I know that I will have access to a group of people that a subgroup of them are going to resonate with me. And then what we differentiate, so we have ideal client, we have target market, and then we call niche within the Book Yourself Solid language. Niche, we see it as the specialty that you are focused. So, for instance, I could be working with another business coach that focus on local business, or and that will be a great person for me to collaborate with because my strengths are in the online business, people that are self-employed professionals that want to have a home-based business. So I could refer to this other person and the other person could refer to me because we have very clear specialties, very clear niches. So
you're talking about leveraging partnerships as part
yes.
of your business development strategy. Yeah.
Totally partnerships and the people in our network, but if it's not clear what is your specialty, it's even more difficult for people to refer you out. Oh, that person, she has very interesting business, and she does this, this, and that, and that, and that, and what she's really known for. For instance, mm-hmm. when we speak about Catherine, we know that she's known for working in companies, help them to create an alignment that really allows companies to become a better place to work for everybody, from the C-level to the person that is just coming in the company. So it's clear if we are speaking with somebody that owns even a family-owned company and somebody's complaining that, oh, the business now is, I used to have so much energy to go to work there, to be there. Now I almost avoid, I'm starting to get burnout. We can say, oh, I know the person for you to speak with.
Mm-hmm. So one, I would like it maybe, Catherine and Anna, if you could both comment on how partnerships have helped you to grow your business.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Should I go first?
Yes, please go.
Okay. As you were talking about defining our ideal client, Anna, first of all, I can't have a conversation with either of you, Tamara Stark or Anna Malikian, where I don't get extraordinary value. So to get this double decker here, double hitter here with both of you is so wonderful. Closely held businesses have been where I've been able to affect the most change. I've done tons of work in healthcare, and I love all my healthcare clients. I keep in touch with them. Some of them are like family members to me. I've done a lot of work with trade associations in Washington and in Arizona. I love those people. I love what they're up to because their impact is so great. But where I've been able to affect the most change is in a closely held business with 50 to 500 employees. And as I think about the partnerships I've had, certainly all the coaches that I've partnered with and consultants have been extraordinary, and those are so valuable and so important to me today. But the people that bring me into those closely held companies is the number two person, whether that's the CFO, the COO, the general manager that works for a president, the director of HR. It's always the number two person that is a key influencer over that senior most, either in some cases it's a founder who still holds the reins, or in some cases it's they've distributed the leadership already, but so then it might be the CFO or one of those key people in that leadership team. So thank you for asking about my experience with the partnerships, Tamara.
Great. And Anna, what about you? What partnerships have helped you to grow your business?
I start when I one of the models that one of the ways that I start to grow my business online was to partnerships, what we call GVs, joint venture partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
That we promote a webinar in somebody else's list, so we really offer great content in a webinar, and at the end of that webinar we do some sales offer of a program typically, and then if there are sales, the host, the person that is introduced us to their list, will stay with a commission of that, and you are getting clients and you are getting access to a new group of people. So I start like that a lot with that kind of partnerships. And it's interesting that what I learn in the process is that partnerships of any kind, that or referral partnerships, are really relationships. We really are going to be more successful in our business if we learn how to develop deeper relationships with a group, a core group of people. And we call this is the way that we see our network in the Book Yourself Solid. It's not just going, it's not going to networking events, but create, like we call it, the network of 90, a list of 90 people that if we develop deeper relationships with those people, our business are going to grow in an organic way. Because if we need to promote something, we know who to contact, and they already have a relationship with us. So it's not a cold kind of email. They know us. We keep adding relevant stuff to their lives and there to our lives. So it's a much more easy to approach them and say, okay, I'm doing this new program. Do you think that will be relevant to your list? What do you think about doing something together? It's a much more easy conversation to have. And referrals, people know what we do. Oh, I know this person that does this. You have to speak with her. So I'm really relationship-based business, I think, is what we... And I think that people that are in this successfully for a while, they know that that is one of the secret sauces.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, this is an ideal strategy for coaches because mm-hmm. we're in the relationship business. That's mm-hmm. what our coaching is all about.
Right.
Yeah. So, and what I'd like to end on today, given that this is our farewell Blog Talk Radio show for now anyway.
Yes.
And I'd like to thank ACF Phoenix for sponsoring this for the last 3 years. And all of you as listeners, but also all of you who've been the people on the program to provide all this incredible insight and information and support for a coaching community. I'd like the two of you to just reflect on some special moments that you've had in Blog Talk Radio and what you're taking away from this experience.
Go ahead, Anna.
Can I just like to say a couple of, first about relationships and the ICF. I cannot be more grateful that when I decide to become an ICF accredited coach, in one of the trainings that I had, one of the faculty members say, oh, if you have a chapter in your city, join the chapter. And I joined the ICF Phoenix chapter, and was one of the best decisions that I made. The quality of the people there, the relationships that I developed there is being precious in a personal, the business, all levels in my life, and I'm really very, very thankful for that. And one of the the things that happened of becoming part of the ICF was the invitation to help in this Blog Talk Radio program, and it's being amazing for me to know so many amazing coaches that we have interviewed during these 3-4 years that we are, the 4 years that we are doing the show, the diversity, the stories, the experience is being amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say too. Our local ICF chapter has been so rich for me. I reconnected with someone recently who said, I heard about her, and I wanted to meet her, so I went on LinkedIn to find her. I found out I was already connected with her. When I talked to her, she said, oh, I came to your speaking engagement at the ICF chapter, and by the way, I don't think I've spoken to the ICF chapter in a decade, even though I've spoken dozens of times and was one of the first leaders trying to get that started in 1996, but I don't think it's been over a decade. She said, I came, I heard you speak, I learned so much, I desperately would love to connect with you, and we're going to have coffee later this week. So so many good friends and so many people that feel like family to me I met through that group, and then it was the ICF chapter that got me involved in the National Speakers Association. Those two groups actually should merge. They're so much related. And I'm just writing a post now on Facebook to thank Deborah Exner, was, I believe, the outgoing chapter president. How this idea came together was Joanne Schlosser went to the Fort Worth conference. I could not go because of a family illness, but Joanne and a whole team of people reported on that Fort Worth conference in 2010, and they said we should all have our own Blog Talk Radio shows. And I said to Deb Exner, well, the chapter should have one to promote the profession of coaching. And I said, I'll be willing to be the host if I can get Anna Malikian to be the producer. And so that was, that was like in the fall or of 2010 or the spring of 2011. So Deb Exner, a big shout out to you. Silva Ledoux, big shout out to you. You've been a huge supporter of the Blog Talk Radio show. And all the chapter leaders have been supportive, and we're so grateful. Paula Shoup and other great people that have been key in our success, and especially Tamara, who's been our big champion and been willing to step in on a moment's notice if I had a upper respiratory thing and couldn't talk. So thanks, Tamara, for asking about that.
Oh, you're so welcome. So what will each of you take away from this experience?
The power of collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and how these joint venture partners can feel like family to you, because you two certainly feel like family. I now have a connection with Jim, Anna's husband, and Bella. I watch Bella every day on Facebook, and I feel like we're family. And Tamara, you've been at many family events, most recently, you know, a party for my brother as he left Phoenix. So that joint ventures can end up feeling like family, and the connection can be so powerful and so close. And that it's worth the investment of time. Like, you know, Anna and I are getting a great exposure here today for our book and her book, Yourself Solid Coaching. But we've never done, you know, all the other shows we just simply announced who we were, and we were trying to promote the profession of coaching. But what you give out does come back to you. And to be able to share our stories here today and to share Anna's wisdom, my great experiences, but Anna's real wisdom about those three things that we have to do to differentiate ourselves from people who were consultants last week, management consultants or trainers last week, all good, good, good people, massage therapists, spiritual advisors, all good, solid human beings that I, you know, respect and am in awe of, but they are not trained to be coaches. A coaching requires training, and it requires membership in our professional association. And as somebody who started in 1995 and helped build this profession, I served on the global board of the ICF and when it was in a startup mode, and used all of those key contacts as speakers over the last 3.5 years, I'm committed to the profession existing as a profession and not just being open to everyone. We all have gifts to share, but coaching requires coach training.
Any additional words of wisdom for coaches out there as they are building their business and serving the world and expanding the consciousness about that we can live fully abundant, fruitful, exciting, joyful lives, which is what coaching is really all about, in my view. Any other words of wisdom you want to impart before we end our experience with Blog Talk Radio?
I would like to say that, first of all, for the ones that you feel that calling for coaching and you are even doing it, but you don't have the training, enrich your skills, enrich your experience, enrich what you can do to help others by doing a training with an ICF certified school of coaching training. It really makes a difference. So that is the first thing. And then I would say most people that a big majority of people that I attract to coach are change makers, are people that are in a mission of making a difference. So that is so important. I think it's so, so important. And if the business aspects are really what is stopping you, just know that it's just another skill that you have to learn, and you can learn it and you can become successful.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's just another skill, and it's a skill that's going to bring you joy and satisfaction and fulfillment and a feeling of making a difference every day, because every coaching conversation leaves you with this extraordinarily rich experience in it, and it's an interdevelopmental process we learn from our clients.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I want to thank both of you fabulous women for your leadership, for your hard work, for the chapter, and for all of the wonderful Blog Talk Radio programs that we've been able to participate in. And also, I just want to invite coaches out there to support one another, get engaged in your local chapters, join ICF globally, and continue to do your wonderful work in making the world a better place for all of us. So thank you all. Many blessings, much gratitude, and farewell.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Bye.